Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did anybody, I did not see this yet and I did not hear it. I was waiting. Maybe, Jerry, you have sound on it. Did anybody hear any of the comments from LeBron James after the game?
Yeah, I got some.
Oh, you do? Okay. I would imagine.
I'd rather hear, if you don't mind having it first, the Celtic call.
I have that first, yes. So we're brought to you by AZEK Decking, engineered to be 100% smarter than wood. Find your inspiration at AZEK.com. Here it is. Tie game, late stages, fourth quarter in Cleveland. Celtics with the basketball. Sean Grandy on Celtics Radio.
Inbound into the hands of Smart. 8, 7, 6 seconds to go in a tie game. Smart against LeBron. Left side. Avery open. 3. Kicks in. With 1/10 of a second remaining. It hit every corner of the cylinder and the rim. It bounced in. Now, and Avery Bradley, who won a game here last year.
I want you to watch something. I want you to watch. The call there is horrendous. I want you to watch. If the guys can play it again, you know who's responsible for Bradley being wide open there?
Would that be LeBron? Or
no.
It would have to be. It has to be J.R. Smith.
It's J.R. Smith.
Oh.
So it's watch the play again. LeBron's on the ball. Now, J.R. Smith goes with the wrong... Yeah, play it again, guys. J.R. Smith goes with the wrong man. He doesn't pick up the man he's supposed to. And Bradley's wide open.
He doesn't rotate.
He doesn't rotate. He goes the wrong way.
Oh, boy.
It's like he's not paying attention to the defense.
Don't miss me.
And that's why he's wide open. That play is... now, listen, maybe he makes a shot anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I guarantee it that when they watch that tape after the game, LeBron got up in it.
You
watch it again. Do it in slow motion. It's J.R. Smith totally fails to know where to go, and that's why he's wide open. It was a fundamental lapse of concentration. Shocking for J.R. Smith. Meanwhile, the play-by-play call is brutal.
How do you keep that? How do you let him? That's unbelievable. He's wide open. There's nobody near him.
Guys, show it one more time in slow motion.
I saw it.
Did see J.R. there, number five?
Yep.
He's
got a switch.
Well, first, they go to set a pick. They never set the pick. He doesn't stay with his man.
He was confused. He was.
Yeah, he's not paying attention.
Man, who's coaching him? Kurt Rambis?
So it was. 1, 2, 3, hits the rim 4 times, goes in. And I'm
sorry, Phil Jackson.
Oh, whatever.
I was for real. I wanted to grow in your glorious garden, but I was lost in a triangle.
Is that a pot garden? What was that?
It's so great. Funny.
Anyway, I'm glad the Celtics won.
So, yeah, they come back. Avery Bradley is the one that hit that three. He had 20. Marcus Smart had 27. Here is LeBron. He only had 11 points. He was 4 of 13.
Best ever my ass.
What exactly happened?
I had a tough game, period. Not just in the second half. Me personally, I didn't have it.
He just didn't have it.
Yeah,
there you go. Good for him.
So that's it. Here's Avery Bradley. Give coach some credit for the play.
I think it was the play call by Brad Stevens. He did a great job of putting us in the right position.
And he knocked down the shot. Here's Brad Stevens. No Isaiah Thomas. Look at our players. They got some pride.
We've got guys that have chips on their shoulders. We've got guys that have, you know, a lot of these guys have been overlooked.
But not after winning last
night. You know, it's funny he says that. You remember I was telling you a couple of weeks ago, how they got Isaiah Thomas and how they were trying to identify people with chips on their shoulders. And that's exactly what he says right there. And he points to the fact that there's pride in the room. They're not going to beat the Cavaliers. Cavaliers will probably come out and smoke them in the next game. But
they were up by 21 in the third quarter yesterday.
At least they got some semblance of pride and a little bit of their reputation back.
Yeah, they showed some self-respect yesterday.
Sure they did.
I mean, they outscored Cleveland over the last 15 minutes by almost 30 points.
Let's face it. I mean, Golden State is just walking right over San Antonio.
Yep.
You know, obviously no Kawhi Leonard there, but and the NBA playoffs have been horrendous.
Been terrible.
Well, here's the answer to that from Kevin Durant. A reporter asked him that after the blowout win on Saturday night, the fact that their series have not been competitive. Here was his long-winded answer. I cut it down a bit.
We want to go out there and win by as much as possible and play as great as you can. You know, whatever happens, with the score, it happens. So really that to the fans who feel upset. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
No, I understand what he's saying, and what he's saying is right. You want to play hard. You never want to let up. And I get it. That's admirable. What's not admirable is that he left Oklahoma to go there and to win a championship. Just kind of like, LeBron left Cleveland to go to Miami and win a championship.
And he may have had his best game as a Warrior.
And they've created these super teams, and it's a real problem. I mean, the only, I would say, compelling series that was somewhat interesting was the Clippers and Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy ratings for the
I guess Washington and Boston was pretty good.
No, they went to a game seven.
Yeah.
You would agree the ratings for the Warriors and Cavaliers would be off the charts. Well, yeah, does that justify it then?
Well, no, listen, the NBA is certainly going to say it justifies playoff success because the ratings of the finals will be great. But listen, Adam Silver's not stupid. He recognizes that a lot of these games have been largely non-competitive. Listen, you always say the Leonard injury changes everything. I agree it does, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the Warriors are going to sweep right to the NBA Finals. The Cavaliers damn near did it too. And most of these games are not competitive.
Well, let's face it. If LeBron James went down, could Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love carry the team?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
So, I mean, he's such a valuable piece of everything that goes on in the NBA. And I think it will definitely be compelling when they meet in the finals.
It's what everyone's been waiting for since last year.
One of the reasons why the Warriors went and got Kevin Durant was to beat LeBron in the finals.
Well, they're going to have a chance.
Leonard, Harden, and Westbrook are your MVP finalists, and LeBron is not one of those three.
Well, that's another issue. So say that again. Who are the finalists?
Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook. He's the MVP.
Right. Good job, Jer.
You're the great Cartini. Now look at me.
So we all knew they'd be three of the guys, right?
Yes.
Right. The fact that LeBron's not a finalist is crazy, of course. The fact that every single player is out west, there's not a single player in the east, of course, it'd be LeBron, who's a finalist, is also crazy. And I love every bit of it, because screw him. Listen, you cry, woe is me. Hey, play better. Play more games. What do I mean to tell you? Sorry.
The only guy on this planet that may be able to stop LeBron is Draymond Green, maybe?
Stop him?
The only guy?
I mean, he ain't going to stop him.
Kick him in the jewels.
I think the deal with LeBron James is you have to play LeBron James the way those old Detroit Pistons team played the young Bulls teams. And that is just do exactly what you're alluding to.
LeBron James is no joke, man. He is a freak of nature.
Yeah, he
is.
He's the greatest player alive today, for sure. But
at his size, his nimbleness, his shooting ability.
The guy plays point guard.
Here's the deal, though.
I mean, he's
Draymond
all
Green
over the place.
It means too much to the Warriors to also, foul out Gardner.
It's like trying to play Magic Johnson. Could you imagine saying, that's the point guard I got to play?
Well, if you
he's
said,
6'10".
If Magic Johnson could shoot, he'd be LeBron James, right?
Oh, my God. It's just, he's such a freak. That's why the NBA Finals can't get here fast enough.
Speaking of freaks, how about having a right fielder that's 6'8"? So I bring it to Tampa yesterday.
What?
3-2 game, Yankees in front, Corey Dickerson on first base, and then here comes the Yankee killer, Evan Longoria. Ooh.
Now Green's 1-2, swung on, hit in the air to right field, Judge in right center field, dives, and he made the catch! Oh, what a catch! On his way to third is Dickerson. It's a double play. Wow.
It might be the best catch I've ever seen from an outfield. That was awesome.
Oh, you please.
That
stop.
Was a great catch.
Yeah, it was a great catch, but not awesome. The best catch
awesome
you've ever
catch.
Seen.
Jimmy Evans probably made some better catches. But
I mean, he had a catch probability of 26%. He
what?
Ran
a catch probability up. Of 26%.
That's right. StatCast says
he
ran 79.
About a catch probability of maybe
stop.
2% then.
26% catch probability. He covered 79 feet in just over. I'm just a StatCast.
He's a pro athlete. Covered 79 feet.
He had a leg velo.
He's 6'7".
Let me ask you a question.
His stride is 17 feet.
I asked Craig this question.
Yeah.
Do you think if that were Brett Gardner, he could have made the catch because he's not as big?
Maybe he's faster and
he gets
to it, perhaps.
A closer, maybe?
It's possible. I mean, he's full laid out on the warning track.
It's great, man. It
and
you're
not to mention, you got Dickerson's going to score.
He
Longoria
scored.
Probably gets a triple.
I agree.
It's a great catch. And the
changed
Yankees
the whole
wind up.
Game. That's why he's the not only the leading candidate for Rookie of the Year, he's probably the leading candidate for MVP.
Oh, let's go to Joe in New Hyde Park.
Maybe.
Joe, quickly,
relax.
You're on with Boomer Carton. What's up?
Oh, I'll save you, Boomer.
Thank
What's
you.
What's wrong, Biggs?
Right here.
What do you got?
This guy, listen, Craig, with all due respect.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're about, you make every statement, everybody listens to you, you're about as credible as a comic book. I mean, are you listening to yourself? You're going to take 2 months' body of work from Aaron Judge and compare it to 5 years of Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me to put him in the same sentence? You're
he's
embarrassing
better.
Yourself.
Well, he's better
you're
today.
Embarrassing yourself. You cannot make a statement
Why
like
not? That. What's Aaron Judge done to disprove what I said?
It's 2 months. Two
I can only base it on what I've seen, right?
That's because we're not. Well, you're not watching Trout every day.
I don't watch Trout every day. That's true.
Better than Mike Trout. You cannot say that because if you do, you'll never get invited to any of Boomer's functions.
Thank you very much, dear Josie. Joe, now we're talking.
Hold on, but here's the thing.
Jesus, why would this guy take you anywhere when you... He needs to bring you without a leash and a doggy bag. Because like,
here's why.
Joe, it's actually a doggy poop bag.
Joe, in fairness, we don't watch Trout every day, and I could see you watch Judge every day. Understand? That said,
you're another one. The guy's 6'7".
I'm not another one, you moron. I'm defending Trout.
Don't call Joe a name.
How am I another one? I'm defending Trout, but I understand your point.
Judge will be 7 feet, 300 pounds, and he made the catch. 150 feet.
How so?
He traveled 150 feet.
I said 79 feet.
Joe, I love you, man. Way to go, brother. You could come in here and be a sports talk host anytime you want.
Nah.
He always hangs up
Yankee
on the
bitch.
Callers.
Well, I don't
Stop
understand.
Hanging up on
what
people.
Was wrong with what I said? No, so he's 6'7",
right.
Not 6'8".
Right,
oh, sorry.
We
whatever.
We get the point.
I would just say this to Joe, if I may. Joe, I want to apologize
Good
for
job,
Jerry
Joe.
Calling
nice.
You a name in that
no,
regard.
Yeah.
That being said,
you're...
I happen to be right in
no,
that.
No, you're not.
What do you mean I'm not?
Yankee Trout. Mike Trout is
spectacular. Mike Trout is a great baseball player.
He is.
I opened a show with that. I opened a show with that this morning. He is an awesome, awesome baseball player. He's everything that you want in a baseball player.
If he played in New York, could you imagine?
Oh, yeah, that's the point. That was the article in the New York Times.
He's a great baseball player.
Talked
Maybe
about
the
under the radar
he's is. The best player out there, and I don't think it's questionable.
It's not.
No, of course it's
not.
Questionable.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
He does it statistically.
Why, did you guys say it's not?
No, defensively, he's a five-tool player.
Craig,
don't
he does everything. He's for average
Aaron
power,
Judge
drives runs in. He makes the most spectacular catches you'll ever see.
Aaron Judge doesn't?
Aaron Judge's catch yesterday was awesome.
How about
I said that.
An OPS?
He's batting 321. He's got 15 home runs.
Slugging a 730.
Yeah,
come on.
Trout's batting 350.
What's Trout batting?
I think 350
no,
after
no, right
yesterday.
Now, Trout is 343.
Okay, 343.
If they didn't update it, it's 343
okay.
As I'm looking at it right now.
So I mean, they're about the same?
14 homers. He's got more RBIs. He's a center fielder, not a right fielder.
Well, that's not a negative.
Hey, dude,
no, but it's a bigger
years.
Positive to be a center
Mike
fielder.
Trout's a great ball player.
He's been a two-time
Aaron Judge
MVP.
Might be better.
Aaron... Not now, he's not.
Look,
I'm not saying...
Just please stop, because, Mike Trout is a two-time MVP,
and
he's an all-star MVP, he's been the rookie of the year, he's a five-time silver slugger. I mean, he's on the way to being one of the greatest baseball players ever if he doesn't get hurt.
I agree 100%
so
with
everybody
everything
just,
you just
everybody
said.
Calm down, and I'm happy for Judge. Maybe Judge has an opportunity to win a rookie of the year and get his career off to a very good start. And he made a wonderful catch yesterday, and he's wonderful to watch.
Yes.
But he's not Mike Trout yet. So just let's calm down.
He's not.
Let's just calm down.
Trout
just
is finished.
Little bit. Calm down over there.
Trout is what now?
I think
Pump
Trout
the
has
brakes
finished.
There, Sparky.
Do you have Trout's first year? Just bring it up for me.
I believe Trout has finished 1-2 in the MVP voting every year.
Yeah. Fantastic. Give me his
the last
so
5 years.
His first full year?
Yeah, that's fair. Give me his first full year.
30 home runs, 83 RBIs.
Hold on. Relax. His first full year
right.
was.
Not 2012, he
okay.
played in 139 games.
All right, good.
Played in 139 games.
Okay, what was his batting average?
His batting average was .326.
All right, so that's the same as Judge's. Go ahead, home runs?
He had 30 home runs.
Judge's on pace to hit 50, but go ahead.
And he had 83 RBIs, he had 49 stolen bases.
All right, so if Judge continues where he's continuing,
if
he does,
right.
he would have a better rookie year than Trout.
But he hasn't yet.
Well,
you're right, he's got
right.
a chance, but he hasn't yet.
I can only judge it based on what he's done to date. I can't tell you what he'll
Yankee
do tomorrow.
Bitch.
Let me tell you,
because
if
I
can
do that, I'd be a wealthy man.
Yeah, well, that
Boy,
is
if
very
he,
true.
If he's half the player that Mike
half
Trout is,
the player.
They got a winning formula out
Craig
there right field.
Craig thinks he's Ruth. Forget half the player of Trout.
God almighty, just relax.
Ruth who?
I think you're putting a lot of pressure on him.
On who?
On Judge.
I'm just asking Judge to show up and do what he does every day. And that's what he does. He
keeps 0-4 with 4 strikeouts.
Oh, yeah, Mike Trout was never 0-4.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
The great Mike Trout, he's impervious to strikeouts.
He does it every day.
You can't say show up and do what you do every day. And then right after the day, he struck out 4 times. You can't say that.
And didn't look good doing it either. His Archer is throwing sliders as he's whiffing at him. He doesn't do it every day. No one does it every day.
How old is Chris Archer, by the way?
Who?
I would say Archer's 24, maybe.
He looks like he's 16 years old.
Archer's, yeah. He's great. And by the way, we talk about Noah Syndergaard. That guy's throwing 99 on the gun and 91-mile-an-hour sliders yesterday.
Yeah, Mike Trout.
Nobody's calling him Thor.
How many times has Mike Trout worn the golden sombrero in his career?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't care.
I don't know. He's been in the...
You were the one that said he does it every day, not us.
4 times, Trout.
Great.
4 times.
4 times in 5 years.
So, good. Judge is halfway. He's a quarter of the way there in one day.
Yes, in one day. Yes, that's right. Listen, you guys can hate all you want.
We're not hating. I just said he made one of the best catches I've ever seen.
In the year that he won Rookie of the Year, he was second in the voting for MVP.
Great.
The next year, he came in second in the MVP race.
Yeah, top two, last 5 years.
His third year, he was MVP one. Then the next one was he came in second, and then last year, he won it again. So
no one counts the second place finishes.
Jesus. Yes, you do. When he's won 2 5 years in a row?
No one counts.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
No one does.
Yes, listen, you come in.
5 years in a row.
You come in second once and never win it. No one remembers. You come in first a couple of times and second another couple of times. It's impressive.
The years he came in second.
I don't know. I know
that's
he came in second.
Point. Right. We don't even know.
But I know he came in second.
Because we just read it.
The amazing thing is I know you do. I know you're pulling chains here and everything else because Mike Trout, number one, is a local kid.
Love Mike Trout.
Who was actually drafted, I think, 25th or 26th overall in the first round.
Right.
Out of high school, played South a little Jersey, bit of minor league ball, and then as a 19-year-old was called up, much like Connor McDavid for Edmonton.
Oh, boy.
He's just like him. He's just the baseball version of Connor McDavid, that's all. And by the way, did you see Henrik Lundqvist win a gold medal?
Yeah, he won a championship.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because he's
great.
They beat
Canada.
It's great when it doesn't count.
Holy crap.
No, he gets a medal.
You know, Europeans love that crap.
Who doesn't get a medal?
I don't know. Mets lost to the Angels and Mike Trout, by the way, 12-5. More on that coming up. And what else haven't we done? Oh, yeah, just quickly, the Penguins to beat the Senators 7-0. And you've got them up 3-2, Predators and Ducks tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.